Greetings and God bless you, my friends and neighbors, and welcome to the Wow Factor, the word of wisdom designed to inspire, empower, and enlighten you in just a few short minutes at a time. My name is D.L. Wallace, and I am elated to be the host of this day's call, where our motto is simple: your soul will be blessed in 8 minutes or less. Our request is simple as well. Send this podcast to your coworkers, your neighbors, your loved ones, and friends so they can have some inspiration to make it through the course of their day. Let's jump right into our topic today, my friend, and that topic is simply sting like a bee. Sting like a bee. Now, I hope that you've never been stung by a bee, but if you have, it's an experience that you never will forget. We can all remember the time that we were stung by a bee. And bees, my friends, also have some other great characteristics. Obviously, of course, we know them for stinging, but they do so much more than that. In fact, you'll see many references to bees even in the scripture. In Psalms 119 and 10, the Bible says the judgments of the Lord are to be desired more than gold, and they're sweeter than the honey and the honeycomb. Well, only bees produce honey. And then you see in Psalms 119 and 103, how sweet are thy words to my taste. Yes, sweeter than honey to my mouth. My friends and neighbors, we actually could take a great lesson from the bees. If we pattern ourselves in certain areas after that bee, we'll become stronger, more efficient, more effective children of God. Let's outline how we can do that with five key components in our STING acronym. That S reminds us of that bees are sharp. Yes, my friends and neighbors, again, if you've ever been stung by a bee, it felt like a tiny little sword went through your skin. It may have felt like a needle, a sharp needle from a doctor's office that went through your skin. Bees are sharp. And now we can be sharp as well. Now, what do I mean? We could be sharp in our understanding of the scripture. We could be sharp in our communication and our love for our fellow man. We could be sharp in so many ways. Remember, the Bible tells us in 2 Timothy 2:15 that we should study to show ourselves approved unto God, workmen that don't need to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. I challenge you, my friends and neighbors, if we could just spend a little bit more time in the word of God, it will make us sharper. Because when circumstances arise and problems rear their ugly heads, we'll be sharp enough to deal with it. You know, in school, the smart kids, the teacher would refer to them as very sharp. They say, oh, they're sharp. They know their stuff. They've studied. They know their homework. Well, you know, in Acts 17:11, the Bible outlines some men who were more noble than those in Thessalonica in that they received the word with all readiness of mind and searched the scriptures every day. Yes, my friends and neighbors, that's one of the ways that we can be sharp, is by receiving the word with readiness of mind and searching the scriptures every day. When was the last time you picked up your Bible and searched some scriptures? Search scriptures on healing, on forgiveness, on love, on family, on finances, on faith. I challenge you, my friends and neighbors, to receive that word with a ready mind. And then also, we have to search those scriptures every day. We'll be as sharp as a bee. That T in our STING acronym reminds us that bees also talk. If we ask you what sound a bee makes, you'll say bees buzz. Yes, my friends, there's a buzz around a bee. We don't often hear ants making any sounds. We don't hear mosquitoes making sounds, but bees make sounds. And by the same token, as Christians, we should also make sounds. We should communicate the goodness of God to those that we know, not beating them over the head, but showing them the love of God by our conduct and lifestyles. Yes, my friends and neighbors, we should talk about how God healed us and delivered us. We should talk about how he set us free and put us on the right path. Remember, the Bible tells us in 2 Timothy 4:2, preach the word. Now, we should be instant in season and out of season. Then we discover in Psalms 105:2 that we should sing unto God, sing psalms unto him, and talk of all his wondrous works. My friends, there are so many things that God has done for us. If we talked of all his wondrous works, we'd be talking about nothing but God all day. And that's not a bad thing. If we can then get away from some of the things that many people are plagued by, talking about problems and tragedies they saw on the news, and start talking about all the wondrous works of God, we would then discover how powerful, loving, mighty, and kind our God really is. Have you had a conversation about God's goodness lately? Have you picked up the phone and called somebody just to talk of all his wondrous works? Somebody needs to hear your testimony of how you made it through. They need to hear your testimony of how you've hung in there, sting like a bee, my friends and neighbors. That I hive reminds us that bees are insatiable. Yes, my friends, are always working. They never produce enough. That word insatiable is just a fancy word that means never satisfied. You see, if you think of a bee, listen to this interesting fact. In order to produce 1 pound of honey, bees must visit 2 million flowers. A single beehive, therefore, must fly 55,000 miles to produce a pound of honey. And how much honey do you think a beehive produces in a year? Let me tell you, between 60 and 100 pounds. Think about how many miles they had to fly to do that. Think about how many flowers they had to visit to accomplish that. My friends and neighbors, we can take a lesson from that. The Bible tells us in Proverbs 11 and 30 that he who wins souls is wise. And then we discover also in 1 Corinthians 15 and 58 that we should be steadfast, unmovable, always abounding or growing in the work of the Lord. Yes, my friends and neighbors, just like the bee, we have to recognize there's always another soul that could be converted. There's always another person who may be able to hear a word from us and their whole soul can be saved. Remember the Bible says in James 5 and 20 that he that converts a sinner from the error of his way shall save a soul from death and shall hide a multitude of sins. See, bees are on a mission. They recognize their importance. By the same token, my friends, as saints of God, we should be on a mission as well. The world is hurting in so many areas, and only the saints of God can cure the diseases that exist in the world. And yes, my friends and neighbors, if we take on that never-ending, never-dying attitude, as it were, to say we can always help somebody else, we can do that. Yes, my friends, we might not get to all this today, but that end reminds us that bees are noticeable. If I ask you what color is a bee, you'd say yellow and black. You notice the bee. They travel in groups. There's a big difference between a bee and a mosquito. You don't recognize a bee right offhand, a mosquito right offhand, but you know immediately when you see a bee. And then here's the other component. There are a couple of aspects. You can see a ladybug, you can see a grasshopper, you can see an ant, and you can see a bee. You're going to recognize and identify them all, but only one is going to make you know that they can touch you and change your entire life with one single touch. Yes, my friends and neighbors, that's what happens with the bee. The Bible tells us that we are the light of the world, a city set on the hill that cannot be hid. We're a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people. Though people notice you, my friends and neighbors, some look up to you, respect you, regard you highly. They know that what's on the inside of you is not just you, but the Holy Spirit that's emanating and moving through you. Yes, my friends and neighbors, just like that bee, we should be noticeable. People shouldn't have to wonder whether or not we serve God and love him with all our heart. They should notice it as soon as they come in contact with us. My friends and neighbors, that's all the time of yours I'm going to take today. Until we talk again on tomorrow, God bless you, God bless your families, and embrace the new and improving you.